So today we're going to finish the topic of Gilgal. We are a little bit more than halfway through the Sefer, so I think it's time we made a Siyum. So I'm putting it out there. If anyone wants to sponsor, let me know. The learning today should be a Schosi Lenishmas, Adir Chaim Eloza Ben Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a Schosi Lenishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be a Schos Lenishmas. Schos for Fush Lema, sorry, for Chaim Moshe Shom Ben Malka Chaim Dabim and Rachel Kana Leib Hashem Derachon Abadatim and Peril, as well as a Schos for all those in the Makom Sakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. No, it's free, but a meat board would be nice. Okay, so continuing in, we're on the bottom of page 386. So we said now that one of the ideas that a person should take with him is the idea that a person it has this potential to come back as a Gilgal, and that should motivate a person and certainly should frighten him, and that should be a tool that a person uses against the Yetzirah. So he says on the bottom, Alpha P Shainon. Even though nobody amongst us fully understands the topic, and we don't have the ability to get the details of our previous Gilgulim. In other words, we don't know who we were before. One thing we do know, that is, if someone, Layalain, who dies without children, and his wife gets married with Yibam, the firstborn that's born, that child of the Yibum is a reincarnation of the neshama that passed. So now the brother becomes the father, and the wife becomes the mother of this brother. So here he says, and this is a very a crazy idea, although we don't have Yibam today. The concept does not exist. We do Chalitza, but he basically says that someone should go to the child because we know for a fact that the child is a Gilgal of the father. That's that the Shem Achiv will be restored. And again, that goes back to something that we talked about last time in Kitzer, where we talked about the sin of Aaron Oinon. Oinon's sin, why he didn't want to be with Tamar, was exactly because he didn't want that his child should basically go and be credited to his brother Aaron. So what he says here is, you should go to that child of the Yibam, and you should tell the child, these are certain chesronos that you had in your previous life as your uncle, okay? And this is what you should do to fix it. A little bit of a scary idea, but the truth is, if you knew that someone was a Gilgal, okay? Let's take an example. You know, a guy is a stingy guy, and he dies, and you knew that this child that's born 10 years later is a Gilgal of that guy. You now know what the perp, or at least something that person needs to be misakin. Maybe that's not the only thing, but you know he's a stingy guy, and let him be misakin for that avla. But gamitoit the munas al Gilgal, when a person believes in this concept of a Gilgal, yada adam ki mishpati Hashem emes, you'll know that the judgment of Hashem is true. Atzer tam impal like yichol derach of mishpat. Hashem is perfect; all His ways are just. V'lo yisrael mamidois v'yisbarach, and you'll never complain. Kamina kama bayirim ba'am, like many foolish people. Shekasher boyim aleim yisurim kashim. When they encounter trouble and suffering, they open up their mouths against Shemayim and they say, what did I do wrong? Is my sin worse than everyone else's? Why are you picking on me? Quoting a pasuk from the Torah. You'll know this. Why? Very simple. Because there's a din v'cheshbon for everything. So if you see someone come back in this world, let's say you see a child come back. We talk about this. You see, you go to a pediatric cancer ward, and you say to yourself, if you're a non-believer, you're going to say, there can't possibly be a God, chalila v'chas. Why? Because what type of God would cause children to suffer in this way? These children did nothing wrong. But if you understand that it's a neshama that is coming back for a tikkun, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to spare that child eternal suffering. So that neshama eternal suffering. So he brings the neshama back in this world because we said, going back to something we talked about earlier, I don't remember if it was Peleoitz or Shar B'Tochon, but there's a din v'cheshbon for everything. whatever you get paid back in this world is an easier payment. You get 10 cents on the dollar. I don't remember. I think that was Shar Bitachon. But you get to pay 10 cents on the dollar in here because a physical punishment is a lot easier and a lot less painful than a spiritual punishment. And so just like in mitzvahs, if you take your schar in this world, it's 10 cents on the dollar. But in punishment too, averus too, if you get a kapara in this world. So Hashem is actually, so if you have emunah, then you understand Hashem is actually doing a tzidkus to the child. Now, again, it doesn't take away from the fact that our hearts melt and nebuch when you see someone go through the suffering, you feel bad for them. But big picture, you don't have kashas on Hashem from it because you recognize that there is a plan. And that's what he's saying. That's what differentiates the believers from the non-believers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with each person according to its ways and the consequences that God cheshbens out. And if in this world he's pure and upright, possibly the suffering is coming for sins from a previous life. Says, for example, like the Rabbanim in Kabbalah revealed to us. The suffering that Eiyav went through, despite being this pure and righteous person, running away from evil, was from a previous incarnation. Who was he? Never heard this before. Who was he? Shahaya Terach Avi Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. And Eiyav was a Gilgal of Terach, the father of Avram. I was machaving to this. It says, and keep this in mind when you see the suffering. You see children suffering, or you see children dying young, who clearly did not commit any averas. It sometimes happen that due to the sin that a person does when he's young, then when a person's wife gives birth, Hashem sends the child a neshama that requires death to rectify something it did in a previous life. And at the same time, when the child passes, the father and the mother also get redemption for their own pain and suffering that they need. So Hashem not only picks the child to come back, but the people who are impacted by it also get some sort of kapara. And he says specifically the parents, there might be some sort of chi of misa on the parents that they get a kapara as well when the child is born and the child passes on. Any type of what's it called? Fixing up, being misaking, a zivug, a premature death, anything that might have happened in a previous life. Everything that takes place is again all in the master plan. As we see from the one who studies Kabbalah, can see with his own eyes and understand with his heart. And he'll say, how great are your works, Hashem. How great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to make these calculations to ensure that someone does not have eternal suffering, rather suffers in this world. So this really, if you sit and you do this, and you do Musar B'Spilus, and you really sit and contemplate this, it changes your entire outlook. Instead of going into a pediatric cancer ward and saying, Chalila V'chas, this is a proof that there isn't a God, you walk out just the opposite. You say, Marabu Masecha Hashem. How? Because you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing a tremendous rachmanis for all these pure neshamais, that he's bringing them a kapara in this world and bringing the parents and the family members who are suffering alongside by watching it and going through it a kapara rather than have to deal with it in the next world. So it really flips a person's mentality completely on its head. Not only is a person not being drawn away from Hashem, but it drives you in the other direction. Instead of having no impact, it actually has a positive impact if you think about it and put it in the proper light.